This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a very interesting show tonight. We're going to do a lot of call-ins today, but we also have a lot of information we want to get out ahead of time. We've got a few announcements. We've got upcoming events this Wednesday, July 27th at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, Ashley's weekly teleconference, Healing Series Continues. And check the website Sunday for this week's topic. And the next Skywatch weekend will be July 28th to the 31st. And that's also one of the day. It's the one-day Young Masters workshop. So if we've got, if you have some Young Masters you want to bring up and introduce them to the, you know, the higher consciousness and energy and the UFOs and the Masters and whatever else, nature spirits, bring them up. And it's a good day to meet other Young Masters. That's July 28th through the 31st. And we have open registration on the website for Rosemary Guiley, and she's going to do the Trans Reality Earth Contact and Ascension, and it'll take place in a couple of weeks, August 5th through the 7th. So again, that's Rosemary Guiley, and she's doing Trans Reality Earth Contact and Ascension. And that's going to be interesting. We've already done some work together before, and some major energies came through. It's quite a workshop. We've also got Shannon Leichner, and she'll be presenting the Theta Healing Certification Course August 18th through the 21st. And so be sure and check into that if you want to become a Theta Healer. It's quite an interesting process. And I'll be part of the ET Disclosure Webinar Training that's taking place on August 18th through the 21st. And so you can see our website for the link. And there's a lot of things coming up here. We've also got just crazy things happening here at the ranch. For more information for all the events, you can go to privateinvitationeseti.com. Or if you have questions, email eseti2016@gmail.com. So, all the information there. Again, it's at privateinvitationeseti.com if you want to check that out. There's a lot of, the world's just going bonkers right now. And I think I'm going to coin a new word. You know, we're not supposed to say this one word on the air, so I'm going to call it batshift crazy. And we're seeing people just going batshift crazy lately. And there's a reason for that. And to help you understand what's going on the planet, it's sad and funny at the same time. It's getting so ridiculous, it's almost funny. And for me to practice loving detachment, one of the only ways I can do that is just learn to laugh at this stuff, because it is getting so ridiculous, anybody can see it. And, I'm not into politics. I don't get into politics. But, there's a thing going around on the internet. And I think it's on Alex Jones' side. It might be on some other sites, too. It's just all over the internet. It keeps getting sent to me over and over. And they call it Hillary bobblehead, or there's all different things. But they're actually filming Hillary, and it's like something went wrong. Something went desperately wrong there. And I've seen that look before, and it's the look that nobody home, somebody left, somebody else is in control. I've seen it before when we've done clearings with people, and it usually means that, there's a glitch in the matrix. You know, a lot of people are saying she's a clone. Everybody has different, things for that, and it could be a malfunction there. We're not sure, but obviously it's a definite glitch in the system and a malfunction in her system. And it's all over the internet, but I'd take a look at it. What scares me is that this person actually thinks she could run the country. And that scares the hell out of me when, Hillary, guess what? We're about ready to go into a nuclear war here. And she goes into the bobblehead thing, and then it's all over, So, at times of crisis, I don't think I would want, that person to be, in charge of things, any crisis, any major crisis. So, we need to get some people that have really got their act together, they've got their shift together, so they're ready to work with this program and turn things around on the planet. It would be so awesome to get somebody up there that was totally conscious, that saw the creator in all creation, that wasn't just business, we need a balance up there. And again, if I were to elect anybody, it would be a council of grandmothers. I think that's the only way this planet is going to turn around. The system just doesn't work. It's dysfunctional. There's no we've lost all oversight on everything. All the agencies have become exactly the opposite of what they were created to do. And, you know, it's just becoming so blatantly obvious, and there's a reason for it. And that's where I want to get into this reason. So what's happening is that it's just all surfacing. And the reason it's surfacing is because we are moving into a highly energized place in space. And the Earth is reacting to that. The sun is reacting to that. There's other effects that are affecting the Earth. And the sun is just kind of going ballistic right now. There's a massive coronal hole. And we're getting CMAs. We just had another M-class flare go off. And so that's going to really tweak things here on the planet. So not only are we going through a highly energized place in space, which is adding all this energy to the planet, we're also being, you know, zapped by the sun, and we're getting hit by other planets with gamma ray bursts just off the scale. So, you know, all of these things are going to affect the bioelectric fields around the human body, and they're going to affect the bioelectric fields around all life, and they're going to create DNA changes. It's going to create a lifting, an awakening. It's going to activate, you know, your pineal gland and other glands, and all this is a process that we're undergoing. Your DNA is being activated. The junk DNA is not junk. It has a function. And when that DNA starts getting activated, you know, you're going to start shifting into telepathy and direct knowing and the ability to see forward and past. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that are going to happen when these energies come through. And so, you know, we're going to have to do a lot of resetting and reacclimation to these energies. And there's times you're just going to have to lay down and assimilate these energies. You're going to have to eat differently. You have to drink a lot of water through these changes and, you know, do a lot of detoxing to get your body so it can get through these shifts. But the bottom line, it's all about frequency, and we have to be frequency specific to the Earth and where the Earth is going. Boy, I'm getting the bobblehead thing. But anyway, the energies are intense. But, you know, the good news is we are on a ride. We're going up the ladder, not down the ladder. And although it may look like we're going, you know, to hell in a handbasket, we really aren't. We're actually moving out of these changes, out of these shifts, and we're moving out of the Archon network or the grid or the draconian grid that's enslaved us for so long. And that's all coming to a close. But I'm still recovering from a lot. There's been hardly any chemtrails. It's been awesome. And just yesterday, they slammed us. Last night, yesterday afternoon, was chemtrails. And boy, they're really getting to me here. They have a new batch out there, I guess. But be that as may, I've always tell people, you'll know when we've taken back our government, when the Republic is truly reinstated and we've gotten rid of the tyranny, you'll see the chemtrails end. And it's very important to realize that. It's like, we're not done yet. You know, as long as they're still poisoning the planet, as long as we still got chemtrails and all these other messes, you know, it's going to continue. But anyway, just to type in Hillary meltdown, Hillary bobblehead, Hillary, it's all over the net. It's just everywhere. And take a look at that. And, you know, might want to look into her history too as well, if you're still thinking about voting for her. And don't stand for her being installed either. But anyway, it's very sad. It's a very sad society if we do allow this to happen, because it's just beyond ridiculous. And speaking about sad things, there's an article. Go to articles.mercola.com, and they talk about Monsanto, and the history of Monsanto. I just want to call him Monsatan. I don't even want to give him Monsanto anymore. But we need to realize who these people are. I mean, they created the PCBs that just pretty much poisoned whole cities and towns and everything else. The glyphosate is everywhere. It's Roundup and things like that. It's just destroying people's intestines and kidneys and things like that. It's very, it's a real mess. It's in the water system almost everywhere now. And that's their contribution. You know, in the past, their war contributions was the atomic bomb. You know, they were very involved in the atomic bomb, DDT, and, you know, Agent Orange. And guess what the fracking is doing? They're actually putting Agent Orange in the fracking well. So if you want to know why all the hair is falling off of your livestock and all these other problems you're having with the water and why the gas is coming out of your tap, you know, it's a lot of it's because of the fracking and what they're putting in the fracking. So I think it's totally insane to totally destroy our water tables and the potable water. It's another just pure form of insanity that's going on. And we need to put an end to that. The government has totally sanctified all this. They actually protect them, and they're not allowing, you know, them to come to terms with their karma. So we need to do something about that. We need to start writing some bills, you know, and where we, you know, take the gloves off and start going after these people for what they've done to the planet. They're the ones doing the GMOs, and they've got the Frankenfish and all these other things. Like, nothing good comes out of that company. And almost everything they've done is just unbelievably damaging to the planet with no recourse. You know, it's just unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. But right now, you know, I have to give it, you know, again, I'm not being political here, but, you know, I did hear Trump say, you know, he was going to go after the EPA, the head of the EPA and the head of the FDA and all these people for selling us out and the stuff that they've done. I mean, it's pure treason what they've done, basically, you know, not to mention a few other legal matters that should be addressed. But, you know, they all just took the bribes. They sold us out, and they're allowing these people to just run rimshod over the whole planet. And just, you know, it's just unbelievable. It just never ends. So, you know, we really need this republic to be restored. We need to totally change the legal system, and we need to reestablish all of these agencies and put the people in there that are actually going to do the work, you know, that are going to do the investigations. It's funny, the EPA won't even investigate chemtrails, even though the geoengineering is well known. It's all over the internet what they're spraying. You know, the levels of aluminum and barium and strontium and all these other things they're spraying up there are just off the scale. Sometimes they're 6,000 times higher than you know, any kind of acceptable amount, and the EPA is just turning their blind eye to it. You know, so. Something wrong with this picture, you know, so we've got to stand up and put a stop to this energy and what's going on here. Speaking of energy, I wanted to talk about the sun, too. We talked earlier about the sun, and the sun has just a massive coronal hole on it right now. It's going through some major changes. It's reacting to moving through this highly energized place in space. And it's going to get real interesting because it's going to start firing one after another. We're going to see a major increase in erratic weather, which we're seeing now, an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, and actually people going pretty wonkers, you know, with this energy when it comes in. So the people that are of a very dense frequency that are holding on to the, you know, tyranny program, the control freaks and things like that are not going to do well with these energies, because these energies are of a very high frequency, and the higher frequency consciousness is love and joy and bliss and service to others, and all these other separation games and programs are coming to an end. So the Mayans knew about this. They called it the ninth wave, and they called it unity consciousness, where we would move into unity consciousness, and we'd all start working together in harmony with nature, and that's where we're going. So anything else that doesn't align with this, and anything outside of universal law is going to come to a close. And so that's a good thing. And so this chaos that we're seeing right now, and the sheer, I can't even think of a word for it. It's so blatantly obvious how ridiculous this whole program is that we're under right now. The transparency of it, it's got to come to an end. And that's what's happening. That's why all this is coming up, so people can see it. And actually choose a different path, you know, and not support this old path anymore. The old world is collapsing. Let it go. Let it, you know, don't try to rebuild it and fix it. Let it go. Create a new world. Create something else. So we have a choice through these shifts and through these changes to go into reactionary mind, to react to all these things, all these false flag things, all this nonsense, or we can go into creationary mind and start creating the world we want to see. And I'm not saying ignore, you know, the false flags and what's going on. Be aware of it. You know, pay attention to your surroundings, but don't go into fear and don't give up your power because of them. And don't give up your freedom because of them either, you know, because that's the whole function. I'm getting the number here. So if you people want to call in too, this is a really good time to call in. If you have any questions or if you have any answers, you know, you can call in too as well. I'd love to hear your story and what you've been going through and experiencing. And we'll give those numbers and we'll start bringing some call-ins here pretty quick. But the number is 888-627-6008. And again, that's 888-627-6008. And I'll give that number out again if you need to grab a pen or a pencil and you want to call in. But, you know, I'd really like to hear about, you know, any of the sightings that people have seen lately or any contacts you've had, any information they've shared with you. Any inside information you might have, love to hear about it. And or if you just have some questions, call in too. But a lot going on out there, and it's just intensifying right now, and it's getting crazier and crazier. But we've had, you know, some weekends here at the ranch, we get that. We get some people and that aren't doing too well, you know, going through this shift. And you know, you see it in their eyes and you see it. You know, there's like nobody home. There's somebody else there. And so we have to deal with that just like everybody else. But, you know, realize, you know, that this is a shift and some people aren't going to make it through these shifts. And some people just are not doing well with these energies. And so there's going to have to be a lot of healing, you know, come forward with this. But, you know, you're not alone if things around you are kind of going batshit crazy, you know, So we can't say the other word on the air, or we shouldn't. I guess I could because it is a private, you know, situation here. But you know, we try to keep it clean here for the younger listening audiences. But anyway, to make a long story short, you know, the shift has hit the fan, and you know, the energies are increasing and it's going to get even a little more chaotic, unfortunately. I wish I could say we could wave a magic wand, you know, but, you know, when they asked, you know, Jesus, if he was the peacemaker, he said, yes, but first I bring a sword. So what we're seeing right now is the sword coming down, the cutting away of all the nonsense and the garbage, and it's all surfacing for us to see and look at and deal with it. Our own garbage as well. Being perfect, I don't have that problem. Just kidding. A little humor there. People that know me know I use spiritually incorrect humor, so I'm not going to change. So you're just going to have to get used to that. And I use it just to lighten the load, to get people to lighten up a bit and not take all this so seriously. But unless you're from Sirius, don't take this seriously. But anyway, that being said, we've got so many things unfolding up here. Again, I wanted to talk about some of these workshops here. These are this Rosemary Guiley workshop. If you got your pens, August 5th through the 7th, there's still a lot of room in that. So it's only a couple weeks away. So really jump on that, and especially the Young Masters workshop, you know, the 28th, July 28th through the 31st. So we've also got Shannon Leisner coming up the 18th through the 21st. And then we're going to have the ET disclosure webinar training taking place online August 18th through the 21st. There's a lot more going to be added to the site. We've got other things going on, and we're going to have Tashina come up. We're going to do another galactic medicine wheel, and those are amazing. We have a Hopi elder that comes up, and she comes right off the reservation and comes down and sets up these galactic medicine wheels, and the energy is just off the scale. So it's pretty amazing. You know, what's funny is when we set this medicine wheel up, the energy is still there. It hasn't stopped. You know, it's once we set it into place and initiate it, every quadrant in that wheel is activated. So you can walk into the gate, you know, the Palladian gate, and walk into that quadrant, and you're going to feel intense Palladian energy. If you walk into the Orion Council of Light gate, you're going to feel the Orion energy. If you walk into the Andromedan gate or the Arcturian gate, same thing. So you can really connect with your star families by walking into either gate. And some people walk into one gate and not feel anything, they'll turn around and walk to the next gate, and the next thing you know, they're just crying or having this huge download of energy or something. So everybody's different. You know, we all have different experiences. We have different star family connections. And that's basically what we do here, is we help people to clear the unseen negative influences and the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions. We get the blocks out of the way, and then we connect you with your own main teacher and guide, and then clear any past life things that need to be cleared. And then we do the timeline, which is like, this is your life. We go from age one and clear the blocks and patterns out that are keeping you from making that contact. And then we connect you with your star families. You know, a lot of people have more than one. But it's a pretty amazing experience. I did quite a few today, and did a bunch on my birthday, which was yesterday too as well. So a lot of people are asking how old I am right now, and not saying. So I'm just going to leave that one alone. My dad's birthday was the day before, and so yesterday was my birthday, and my dad's birthday was the day before. My dad is not with us anymore. Actually is with us. He's just not in the physical. But he came in very strong on his birthday, and it was undeniable, and I felt his energy and was talking with him. And when he first crossed over, he went to this plane of bliss, kind of, and he had his own Jeep. You know, he had his own his love was to have a Jeep and go out and fish, you know, and just sit on a boat and fish and do whatever, you know. And so, you know, he went to a plane where everything just manifests instantly. And, you know, he manifested his Jeep and had his fishing poles in it. He had his beautiful little cabin and a dock and a boat. And that's what he did for a while when he first crossed over. And sometimes that happens. You'll have to have a kind of recovery period where you just go and hang out, you know, and get clear. And then now he's back on the ship again. So what I found out was that his last words were, beam me up. And when he said, beam me up, I said, that's odd. You know, why would his last words be beam me up? So I went out, took my camera, took a few shots, and I got a beautiful picture of this turquoise light ship hovering right over the house. So where he'd crossed. So, you know, we have to reevaluate what heaven's all about. You know, a lot of us go back to our star families when we leave here. When people do leave this plane, it's actually the angels are singing because it's a rebirth and a homecoming on their side. And so we have to start looking at death a little differently. You know, some people are just done here. You know, this is hell for them because they came from a lot higher dimensions where there's a lot more love and joy and bliss and a lot more consciousness and energy. So, you know, they're going back. I mean, we shouldn't be, you know, crying for them or mourning for them. And, you know, some need a little help when they cross over. We do that a lot. We help get them up into the dimensions they need to go, their highest dimensions, and get them out of the astral level if they get stuck in there. But, you know, it's an interesting work. It's something's different every day. We're always doing something totally different, you know, with the clearings and new people coming in constantly. But anyway, it was quite a wonderful birthday party. Had a lot of people here. Got my banana cream pie, which is my favorite. And everybody kind of chipped in, and it was a wonderful evening. And I think Jeff here is having his birthday today, which is interesting. So we had like three birthdays right in a row, and they're celebrating his birthday right now as we speak. So save me some cake, you know. I'll be there in a half an hour. So it looks like I'm not getting any feedback here. I'm really hoping we're going to be getting some calls. I hope.
Joel on line one. It's on the message, I think. I hope. I don't know. Can you read it? Is it?
Yeah, here we go. Okay, it's popping up here. So we've got Joel on line one. So, Joel, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, James. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I had some stuff I wanted to say, and I also had a couple of questions. The first question I have is I want to clarify and understand. A lot lately I hear and I feel also that the female energy, the feminine energy is coming up in the world and everything like that, and that the masculine energy is being suppressed. And and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm worried that some people are confused that the female energy is just going to take over the masculine energy, and the way I understand things is it should be a perfect balance between the female and the male. It shouldn't be one dominates one or the other dominates the other. Am I correct in that as you understand things, or is that I'm out of the park?
No, exactly. You're correct. It's kind of interesting. I've been hesitating a minute because we have a helicopter coming over right now. I filmed quite a few black helicopters and other ones lately, and they seem to know right when my radio show is going on. And so if I disappear off the air, they've hit me with one of their microwave pulses again. So a little heads up on that. But no, you're actually you're correct. We need to find balance within ourselves. We need, you know, men need to balance out their feminine side, and mm-hmm. you know, women need to balance out their male side. And you know, you get energy sickness if you're imbalanced. And what I found out is that a lot of diseases come from imbalance. You know, if you're in a female body and you deny that, mm-hmm. and you deny energy to those parts of your body, you end up with, you know, all kinds of cervical cancer and other problems and things like that. And if you've been deeply wounded there, you know, it could be past lives or whatever, a lot of that will attribute to, you know, dis-ease, you know, problems in the body. The same thing mm-hmm. with males. You know, if you're in a male body and you don't respect that, you know, and you're imbalanced in your energies. And so I do think we kind of came in, you know, we chose a body to for some, you know, specific reasons. There's a reason why we did choose like one
to
gender.
Experience.
Yeah, for an experience. Yeah. But again,
well,
we
it's balance that's out. It's all about the experience. I think that most people... You've said this before. You said that the yogis and stuff that you've studied with, that they said it gets down, it's a really easy thing. You just want to live in love and light and bliss. And what we also forget is we're here to experience, to learn. There's, you know, there's nothing you can do in this world that would destroy your soul unless you want to destroy your soul. You know, it's
even
all
then,
experience.
Yeah, even then, you may want to on an ego level, but your soul knows better, and it probably won't allow that to happen.
Right, exactly. No. Well, that's why we try things sometimes, and it's like we hit a brick wall, and it's like we can't do it. It's like the universe or our soul, our higher self is saying, no, I'm not going to let you do that because you're not going to learn from that, and that's not what I want.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, what I've seen over and over is that there is a huge influx of energy, of divine feminine energy coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mary's coming in with a bat. You know, she's part of that Shekinah energy. The Pleiadians are coming in very strong right now. And a lot of that's to help balance out the old patriarchal energy, which has been running the show for so long. So there might be, you know, there might be a huge influx of energy just to bring it back to balance.
Well, and I've also noticed that, the experiences that I've had is that typically the female star races, the females of the star races, are the ones who come through, because it's easier for us to interact with them because of their because we're so male dominated and we lack the compassion and everything. That if the males came through, it would be overwhelming for most people. And so...
It's fight or flight, you know. It's like...
Yeah.
Most people,
exactly.
Even women, too, when you see a beautiful woman appear to you that's just emitting love and joy and bliss and that divine nurturing feminine energy, you're going to just be totally open to that. If you see this really powerful male...
Right, you just kind of melt into it. Right?
This light being appears to you and it's a male and, you know, if he's suited up with armor and things like that, you're going to go, holy crap, you know, you're going to go,
right,
what do I do here?
It's even the, you know, I found that it's even the male energy, like, you know, we all have parents, we have a mother and a father, most of us were raised with a mother and a father, and there's just a different energy where your father could just look at you like you did wrong or whatever, and you just like, you collapse and everything. And if your mother looks at you that way, it's different. It's just a completely different energy.
Yeah, exactly. And we are more receptive to the female by nature.
Right, exactly. I wanted to share with you and all of your listeners about something that I've experienced that they may be experiencing, and give them a heads up, and hopefully the government doesn't shut us down while I'm explaining this. I was asleep in bed one evening and just popped out of astrally out of my body because I heard something pulling, like driving up on my bed, little like servos. Mm-hmm. And with my spiritual eyes, I could see, and it was a little device that was about the size of, say, a cell phone, like an iPhone or something, that had wheels. Mm-hmm. And a single antenna coming out of the top that was about 4 or 5 inches. And mm-hmm. I smashed it with my hand, my spirit hand or whatever, and broke it. But with the contacts I have, I found out that these are devices that are out of phase that the government has been making that disrupt your energy and make you feel depressed and like suicidal and like, oh, everything's going to come to it. It's terrible. Oh, I feel awful. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you and others have felt like they get those feelings, but they, at the same time, they will examine themselves and say, like, well, why do I feel this way? I have no reason to feel this way. There's nothing in my life that is making me unhappy or depressed or anything. Yeah. Why would I even have these thoughts? And star races that I've talked to, they came in and removed them, and then it was like, almost 2 or 3 days later, there's another one back, and then another one back, and they had to keep removing. Finally, they're gone. I think they gave up on it. But anybody who's in contact, if they're experiencing something like that, you know, talk to whoever you're in contact with and say, hey, you know, check around and see if you find any of these gizmos around, because I know that for both myself and my wife, I mean, it was like hell.
Yeah.
Going through
I just got hit last night by something. It was really weird. I was laying in bed, and all of a sudden I felt something hit the left side of my head, like a pulse or something, and the next thing you know, I was like really angry, and I never get mm-hmm. angry. I just don't do anger, and anybody that knows me probably has never seen me angry, but all of a sudden I felt this anger. I wasn't reacting to it. I just felt this incredible anger. And I go, not mine. This is not mine. Where did this come from? And I started calling in all the higher beings, you know, to clear this energy out. And so it's funny you mentioned that, because I just got hit last night by something like that. And I just automatically, I said, this is not mine. You know, this is coming from somewhere else.
Well, I know that the star race that I talked to, they said that they actually picked up a bunch. And I told them they should go to your place and see if they had any there. And they told me later they picked up like 100 from over to your ranch. And they came back and they said that they went to whoever in the government or whatever, and they dumped them on their desk, and they said, you're not supposed to be doing this. And supposedly they said they wouldn't do it anymore. But then, of course, they did, you know, like 2 days later.
Of course, they always do. Hey, I've got a whole bunch of other people on the online here that they're trying to come in. But thanks for calling, and thanks for the heads up, because I did have a similar experience just last night. I thought that was quite interesting.
No problem. Thanks for everything you do. And give us more information on the ninth dimensional Anunnaki and the 11th dimensional, guys. Want to hear more about that if you can.
All right, I'll do that.
Thanks, James. Bye.
All right, we've got another caller on line 2, and I can't even pronounce it, what they're showing me. It's like Eamon or Emuin, I'm not sure.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on the air. Can you say your name? It's the way it's spelled here.
Sure.
I can't even know.
It's a Gaelic name. It's an Irish name, Emer.
Oh, okay, Emer.
Hey, like James, how you doing?
Good. Saints and begonias.
Good. So I didn't read any of your books, shame on me, so the answer to my question might be in some of your books, but this goes back to the whole origin question of humanity, and well, the general populace, at least as far as I understand, are still kind of wondering exactly our true history and mm-hmm. our true origination. And so it's interesting that the last caller mentioned the Anunnaki, because when you go online and you listen to, okay, so last night I was listening to a gentleman, and he doesn't speak English, he's from Italy, but he was hired by the Vatican to decipher very old biblical texts. And uh-huh. he said that our current Bible is kind of piggybacking off of the Sumerian text, which kind of coincides with what a lot of people say. And I can understand that and kind of jive with that. But one of the interviewers asked him the question that I was hoping he would ask, and he asked him, prior to the Anunnaki, let's say, tinkering with our DNA, what do you understand the human race to be before that? And his answer was very similar to many other people's. Basically, he said we were like a monkey race. And I was, no, because you know how sometimes there's these innate truths within yourself that you
yeah.
just know. You don't learn them. You just somehow know them. And it's not a belief. It's a truth, okay? So
yeah.
you hear so many people say, the aliens created us, that the Anunnaki created us, and it makes me want to scream because I uh-huh. know within myself that that is not true. That my take, and I, this may be a question you've already answered in your books, like I said, but my take is I've had memories of being on this planet when it was in a perfect, pure love, pure joy of life, harmonic state. I have seen it. I've felt it. I remember it. I've seen it clearly, and I couldn't figure out why I was being shown this. And things kind of came together when, I'm almost done, when I found the New Earth channel, and she talks about ancient Hyperborea. And mm-hmm. she talks about a very ancient race of people. And I know for a fact, me personally, that we were created through this divine spark of pure joy of life, love. And that mm-hmm. there's no way that I can accept that we were created by aliens. So my question to you is it true in your understanding that the Anunnaki actually did tinker with our DNA, and do you feel that they actually divided our DNA strands and kind of dumbed us down? And what is your opinion or your understanding of the pre-Sumerian human race? I mean the human race that has not been tinkered with. Mm-hmm. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah. I'll tell you my understanding, and it changes with new information. So, we always get new information. But, you know, basically in the most ancient of times, there was a human that was developing here naturally. And they're finding out, like, the Neanderthal man and some of the other men were not these so much primitive ape-like beings that they're trying to say are monkey beings. They actually were. You know, they had burials. They had they were more advanced than a lot of the, you know, the archaeologists are trying to say they were. So anyway, now when I was over in, I would go to the East City Stargate, and on YouTube, go to East City Stargate, the official site, and there's a documentary on there. It'll say when I was over in Australia. And what happened is I talked to the Aboriginal people, which are the elders there, which are the original people. They are definitely the original people. And what their research goes back to is there was a man called the Denisovian man that was, you know, not real advanced, but pretty advanced. You know, it was upright. He was a man. And I'm not exactly sure, you know, what their society was like, but their story is what happened is that, and it's written in stone, it's all carved in stone there, is the ships came down, and then it shows they added their DNA to a human that was already existing here, and they upgraded this thing. They didn't take away or hold back DNA, they upgraded the existing DNA of one of the beings that was here already. And it shows how there was a constant upgrading of that. Now we have to go back to, okay, who was doing the upgrading? So it wasn't just the Anunnaki. Those, you know, just say those who came from heaven, you know, to earth. Basically, that's what Anunnaki means. So there was many, many attempts at colonization on the planet. And there was beings, you know, there's boot prints that are smashing trilobites and things like that, you know, way back, you know, well over 600 million years ago. So there were advanced people here 600 million years ago on the Earth, walking on the Earth. And there were advanced humans walking right alongside the dinosaurs in, you know, ancient Lemuria and Atlantis and Lemuria, which were actually Pleiadian colonies. Yeah, so we have a mixture here. We're just this incredible mixture of a man that was developing here naturally and all of these other star nations that came here and set up colonies, and some had to leave because of pole shifts and cataclysmic wars and technology run amok and things like that. So, you know, there's so much to our history. It's so rich. I could do a whole show on that.
Right.
I feel like whatever
I was shown was so clear. I felt like it was pre-Lemurian and pre-Atlantis. Maybe I was a Pleiadian that came here. I have no idea, but it seemed. I have this like innate feeling that the pure initial like human being was not as Neanderthal-like or underdeveloped as what we've been taught. I don't know how I just know this to be true. I don't know.
They did have burials, and they did do things that showed that they were a lot more civilized than we, you know, put them. But what I see is that there were so many things going on here and so many experiences, and there's such a vast mixture of DNA. You can't pigeonhole any of it because we're just a huge mix here.
No.
So we can't say they were advanced. We can't say they're all primitive. We can't say any of that because it was like when you talk about the ships, you know, people say, okay, is this secret space stuff? You know, are these time travelers? Are these off-world visitors? Are these interdimensional? You know, it's all the above. It's not one thing, but, you know, a lot of people want to just pigeonhole, you know, it into one thing, you know. And so the one group wants to say, well, we're a monkey, you know, and we're an ape. And these guys came by and they added their DNA to this ape. And so we went from there. Well, the problem is they're still apes, you know. And that didn't happen. There was a human here that was developing naturally here that was very gifted, you know, and like the Bigfoot here. The Bigfoot here are extremely advanced beings. I mean, they can shapeshift, they can bilocate, they can do all kinds of crazy stuff. They're super sensitive, you know, very insensitive beings because they don't have technology or they're not building things. You know, it's like that's, you know, that doesn't make them primitive. They just evolve differently.
Yeah.
And so, again, these humans that were here, they could have been – they could have been like the Bigfoot. They could have been so attuned to nature. They might have had a lot of abilities that were, you know, more surpassed or you know, surpassed even most humans.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. That kind of helped me out. I'm going to go to that Misetti Stargate, and I don't know, maybe being AB negative or has something to do with why I'm feeling or thinking the way that I am. I don't know if that even factors in, but there is, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to do some more research and trust myself and trust what I've been shown. And thank you for what you're doing. And all the best to you, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks. Yeah, and check out the documentary there. And then some of my latest talks are just now coming out. We're a little slow on getting them out. And I covered all of this. I covered the whole thing, you know, the whole enchilada from the beginning and a lot of the different beings. And what's interesting is some of these beings are returning now to the Earth, and they were here a long, long time ago, and they've already ascended and moved on, and they're, you know, they're up in the higher dimensions, and now they're returning back to Earth. So there were, they seem to be beings here and civilizations here that we don't even know about that were extremely advanced, you know, and obviously the pyramids and a lot of the stone structures show that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I got some studying to do and whatever.
Great.
I guess I'll stick to it. Thanks, James. I'll let somebody else get in. Have a good
night. All right, thanks for calling. Right, it looks like we got Patrick on line three. Patrick, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, James. Thanks. Yeah, I had a question for you on the Schumann resonance frequencies. And most of that was considering everybody still talks about 7.83 megahertz frequency, and that has all changed. You know, up in frequencies, and it's not staying the same, and I don't understand why a lot of folks on, like your site, keep talking about the frequency staying the same for Gaia when it's changed. We're up into the 8s, you know.
And, yeah, some places are like 13. If you go to like Stonehenge and some of these other places, the Schumann resonance is totally different in those places.
Yeah, yeah, different parts on different parts of the earth,
yeah.
For sure. But there's very little resonance that goes back to the 783. I mean, everything's moved on, and because she's ascending, you know. Hard to get through to these people that it's moving. It's gone beyond a 7.83.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's obvious. You can just, you know, anybody who's has any sensitivity at all can feel there's major changes going on and things are quickening and moving faster. So, you know, I think if they can't agree to that, then they're probably need to get out of their cubicle, you know, and there might be a little more to life than.
Yeah, and I'm real sensitive to electromagnetic, you know, power lines,
yeah,
to DLS and all that.
Uh-huh.
And I can feel when we're getting frequency and ELS from the sun.
Yeah, we feel the gamma ray bursts. Soon as it lets off, feel the gamma ray. And they're saying, well, it's not going to affect the Earth for 3 days. And I go, well, it's hitting us now, you know.
Yeah. I'm burning up.
Yeah, if you're sensitive, you're going to feel it right away.
Well, I have to turn off everything, you know, like at night. I don't have Wi-Fi. I can't have Wi-Fi in my house here. I got to turn off everything, connect everything up direct.
And, I do that. I have direct. Yeah, I live away from the main house, and I'm on direct line, and I don't have the Wi-Fi, and I definitely make a point to unplug it. You know, even in my room, I have another room in the main house, and I unplug it in there, and so it's a must for me. You know, I've got a bunch of other callers I got to get to, so thanks for calling
Thank
in,
you.
And thanks for the heads up. We'll look more into that.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Dave. Bye.
All right, we've got time for one more caller. I think we've got Bill on line one. Bill, are you with us?
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the show, Bill.
Hello. Hey, man, this is Bill Bowe from the Ozarks. And
great.
I just wanted to ask you a quick question about Marina Jacoby.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with her?
Yes,
I picked
I know
up
Marina.
On her a long time ago, and you had this awesome discussion with her at the Spring Awake and Aware. And anyway, I ended up back on her. Actually, it was during one of your shows. Somebody asked you about this video, and you didn't really respond to her directly, but I looked it up, and I was trying to confirm that it was actually her, but it was a message from the 11th Dimensionals. So I was just wanting to get some feedback from you about her messages and her in particular. I really like her a lot, and I just thought I'd put that name out there for other folks looking for inspiration to pick up on her and check out some of her videos. So I was just wondering what you thought about her and that her messages from the 11th Dimensionals.
Yeah, I did go and do some research on that, and I know Marina. She's a wonderful being and very, very clear. Yeah, and the time we spent together, we just bounced off each other. I was filling in gaps and things that she wasn't aware of,
and
she was filling in some gaps that I wasn't aware of. So it's a nice, beautiful exchange there. But I read one of her messages. I didn't get to the second one, but the first one was very accurate. Very good message. And I haven't had a chance to get the other one just because I've been so busier with all the conferences and all the other things we've had going on, and so I can get back to my computer. But whatever she's putting out is great.
Awesome. No, that's what I wanted to hear. I just wanted some confirmation on that because I really liked her from the moment I first heard her about 8 months ago or so. She had an interview with Ethan Fox, and I just really liked her a lot. So I just wanted to get your feedback and appreciate that a lot because I'm always looking for inspiration. We need it right now, so it's a good
thing. You know what's great is that every once in a while, and I hate to say it, but that most of the field of ufology and a lot of the channeling is so convoluted, it's hard to find somebody that's really clear and bringing in some really good information, and she's one of them. She is bringing in some very good information. She's very clear.
Yeah, absolutely. I was rewatching your discussion with her at the Awaken Aware, and I saw that you guys were just confirming for each other what you were, you know, your messages and what you were thinking, and it was just a great thing. So,
I need to spend more time with her. I need to connect back with her and things like that. I get so busy, and I hope people don't take it personal, but it's like between the ranch and everything going on here, and just keeping the place up. You know, it's a 70-acre ranch. I just don't have time to get back to everybody and connect with people. I'd really like to continue, you know, working with and things, but she's one of them. Yeah, I definitely need to spend more time with.
Good. All right. Well, I totally understand how busy you are, so thanks. I appreciate the confirmation. That's just great.
All right. Thanks for calling in, and keep up the good work.
All right. You too. Thanks.
All right, we're coming at the end of the hour, unfortunately, and I just wanted to again reiterate there's a few things coming up, and be sure and check out the upcoming workshops, and you can go to the private invitation, eseti.com, to find out more about the upcoming workshops and events. And if you have any questions, just email eseti2016@gmail.com. Again, that's eseti2016@gmail.com. And, it's just going to get weirder. So, I mean, a lot of people are trying to avoid the chaos. The chaos is good. It's part of the awakening healing process. It means things are moving and healing. And enjoy the show because it's going to be an interesting one, you know. So like that old Chinese proverb, you know, may you live in interesting times. Well, we're in those times, you know. So all I can say is, do your inner work, you know, go within, you know, shift into that creationary mind, get out of the reactionary mind and start creating the world you want to see and start just viewing these things with loving amusement because that's how the higher dimensional beings, you know, observe all this. So anyway, we're signing off. Watch the skies, stay in the heart. It's James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a great evening. Good night.